Hello from the city centre. Overnight, the area's mystery graffiti artist has struck again. Although the identity of the painter remains unknown, their work is making an impact on the community. This large image has been painted on the side of an office building. A lot of people in the street on their way to work are stopping to look at it. Let's talk to a few of them and find out what they think of this latest spray-painted image. Hello, excuse me.
Yes?
I'm reporting on the recent increase in street art in the city centre. Can I ask you a few questions?
Sure.
What's your name?
It's Alex.
So, Alex, what do you think of this new artistic addition to the neighbourhood?
This street art? I think it's great. It's something interesting to look at, and it looks good, doesn't it? I live around the corner, so this is on my doorstep.
What do you like about it?
I just think it's cool. It has a distinctive style. At first glance, it looks like the painting was done in a few minutes. But in fact, it's not just spray painting. It's the work of a talented artist. It really decorates the area, and I think the creativity makes a very ugly neighbourhood a lot better looking.
Does everyone in the area like it?
Most of my neighbours do. We think this kind of thing could become a special feature of the area. It's a real shame that it's going to be covered up before many people have had a chance to see it.
Covered up?
The police are going to paint over it soon because street art is illegal.
Oh, right. Yes, we'll come back to that in a minute. Thanks for talking to us.
No problem.
Clearly, some people really like the painting. However, there's also already been some criticism of the piece. Let's see what more we can find out about this side of the story. Hello, excuse me?
Yes?
I'm finding out what people think of street art in this area. Can I ask you a few questions?
I'm just on my way into the office, so you'll have to be quick.
What do you think of this painting?
I don't really like it. It's just graffiti, isn't it?
What do you mean?
The people who own this building didn't ask for this, did they? I mean, what right does this person have to spray paint their message here? If somebody wants to express themselves in this way, they should get permission. I'd be really angry if someone did this in my neighbourhood.
Do you think it's a work of art?
No, not at all. Art is an exhibition in an art gallery. This is just somebody spraying paint onto a wall in the middle of the night. Like I said, it's just self-expression.
Yes, I see what you mean. Thanks for taking a minute to talk.
You're welcome.
I think it would be a good idea to get a professional view on this now. I have a local police officer with me. Hello, and thanks for talking to me today.
Hello.
What's your view on the latest work of the mystery painter?
Well, to be honest, as a piece of art, I actually really like it, despite the fact that it's illegal. However, I also completely agree with the person you just spoke with. We can't have this sort of thing. It is vandalism, and it is against the law.
It's against the law?
Yes. Vandalism is a crime, because it is intentionally damaging property that belongs to the city or to other people.
I'm very interested to hear you call this piece of vandalism a work of art.
It is artistic, though, isn't it? I couldn't paint that. The person who did this, especially very quickly and at night, is very creative. This painting is really expressive, but I have to stress that it's illegal, and therefore we're going to paint over it later today. We remove all graffiti because it's the law.
What would you recommend for people who want to express themselves through street art?
My recommendation? Well, if this artist wants to paint where everyone can see the artwork, he or she should get permission. We can work with street artists to create art that people have chosen to have in their community.
So you mean you can give someone permission to paint graffiti?
Yes. Well, sort of. However, they have to apply for a permit and get approval and so on. This makes it a legal activity rather than vandalism.
Thanks a lot for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Next, I have an art critic here who agrees with some people about the quality of the latest street painting. This is Simone James, an art gallery owner and art critic. Hello, Simone.
Hello.
Simone, could you comment on the latest creation of our illegal painter?
Many people think that the painting is just rough spray painting. However, the fact of the matter is, the artist has created a very expressive piece of artwork using very basic tools and materials. The colour scheme and the composition work very well together. It's a strong piece. If this artist were to exhibit and sell their work, I think he or she could make a lot of money.
Do you have any idea who the artist might be?
I have no idea at all. But technically, the work really is very good, so I'd like to find out.
Thank you very much. Finally, there's one more person I'd like to speak with. This is Joseph, who's 15. Joseph, what do you think of the mystery artist's latest painting?
I wish I'd done it. I think it's really good.
What do you like about it?
I think this type of art is a really good way of expressing your ideas. I don't know who did it, but I guess it's a young person like me. And by doing this kind of art in this way, on the streets, the artist is communicating a message about how young people feel.
Okay, thanks, Joseph. So, we've had a full range of responses to the latest street art in the city centre. However, the true identity of the graffiti painter remains a mystery.